The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
1975's lead singer Matty Healy has hit the headlines after his mother, Denise Welsh, weighed in on a dispute believed to be between him and his bin men. So Denise posted online telling the local council that they haven't collected her son's bins in 3 weeks. She also claimed he was abused by one of the workers when he tried to raise this with them. So we're wondering, does it ever matter how old or how successful your children get? Will mothers always be mothers? To discuss this, I'm joined by wellness expert Sheila O'Malley. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Claire.
You're welcome to the show. Poor old Denise. Now, like, she could have just sent an email if she wanted to get involved, but she did this on X, like, so everybody knows about it.
Yeah. I wonder how that made him feel. Certainly pretty embarrassing, all your friends reading and, you know, yeah, I know, I understand. But yet I hear an awful lot about this, Claire. I hear an awful lot, no matter where I go, universities, workplaces, so much of, there's an element of, you know, when we have parents that are stepping in and fixing and rescuing, in a sense, they're denying, you know, their children to become responsible. Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. But is there a tendency, even when children become adults, that it's very difficult for mothers in particular to step back and let them be adults, or do they continue to mother?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like, you spend so many years bringing your children up and, you know, safeguarding them, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, once they turn 18, but certainly by the time they are out of mainstream education, the relationship does need to change from a parent-child relationship to an adult-adult relationship. And it doesn't sound, you know, like this is what happened there. And yet I don't feel this really started here. I believe it started earlier. You know, I think this is probably a pattern that has been there for some time. I know when I was talking to your researcher, I said he may be 36, but, you know, maybe at 6 years of age, you know, what kind of parent was she or whatever? Because, you know, the parent's job is to enable the child.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when is he going to grow up?
Things have changed, though, haven't they? Because, like, people are going to college. They're in full-time education for longer now than perhaps they might have been a generation ago. They're also, people are living at home for longer. So
yes,
they're more childlike for a longer period of time. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I would agree. But I think it's something as parents we really need to be aware of and to, you know, to sort of, when we see ourselves stepping in, to recognize, you know, is that what he needs?
Mm-hmm. And is the advice that, you know, mammies need to back off when your child is 36, that it's time to cut the apron strings?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would have said the apron strings needed to be cut far earlier. I mean, I can't tell you how many, wherever I go into, you know, universities, and they talk about that. They're getting calls from mammy. He can't do the assignment. You know, then in workplaces, I hear often about there's a call coming in, you know, that she's upset and she's in the toilet. This type of thing in retail.
So sorry, the mothers are calling in.
Mothers are calling in about their 24-year-old, you know, who is out in the workplace, and they get upset by something, and there is and they will say to me on a very regular basis, a lack of resilience there. Mm-hmm. But when you think about resilience, like, resilience comes from, you know, getting out at 16 and having your Saturday job and dealing with the difficult customer and challenging situations and having to just double down and get through it. And as a result of that, coming out the other end and thinking, oh, I mean, you know, I do resilience talk and I always say resilience is a muscle. It's a muscle that you develop over time from, you know, pushing through something that is difficult, but you come out the other end of it and you say, oh gosh, you know, I've done that now and I'm kind of delighted with myself, and you feel very competent. That's, I think, the word that's missing here is that, you know, competence, you know, that when I talk in schools and that, you know, so much of the time I say we need to be careful about, you're the good parent that does everything, you know, but ultimately fixing and rescuing at 36. Are you the enabling parent, you know, that gives the child opportunities? So and takes time to show them.
So on the one hand, you have to have a resilient child. On the other hand, you've got to be less like Denise, and you've got to resist your innate urge, which as a parent is to go in and fix everything. And you've got to say to yourself, I've got to stop now and let him deal with the bins himself. Matty is big enough to deal with his own bin problem.
Well, I suppose, Claire, my question would be, what is he going to do when she's not there? She's actually rendered him helpless. So when is he going to grow up?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the answer to that is. And we don't know how he feels about it. But you know, at the beginning you said, I wonder, is she embarrassed because this is public? I don't think Denise Welch would be embarrassed by anything. She's not really that kind of character, is she?
Yeah, no, I meant more so. I wonder, is he embarrassed, actually? Sorry, actually, it's more to
he may
do
not
with, you
be.
Know, your...
But you see, the thing is, if he's used to this and if this is how he was brought up, he probably wouldn't blink an eye at it.
But to be honest with you, Claire, I've had clients coming in to me and have talked about having this overprotective or overcontrolling parent, right? And yet have said that it didn't do them any good because it's kind of like wrapping somebody in bubble wrap. But then one day you're out in the bad, bad world, whether it's in the schoolyard or in the workplace, and you're completely ill-equipped to come to deal with anything that's coming at you. Like, the job of the parent is to enable the child, to empower the child, you know, so that they let them do stuff, you know. And I mean, my mum was a single parent, and there were five of us, and there was lots to do. And I always use the example, she was brilliant at allowing us to do things, and as a result, and making mistakes, right? And that was fine. It was fine to make a mistake because she knew that was kind of part of learning. And she always would focus on the effort made or whatever. Mm. And then, of course, as you did something more, you would do it better. And the point made is that it has made me a very, very competent person, you know, and I think that that is what is lacking nowadays, you know, that parents do need to recognize and accept that if we want to have children that are competent as they grow into adulthood or whatever, they really do need to have an awareness of whatever the living situation is, which I know it makes things difficult and you're more involved in things than you would have been otherwise. But that children will only become responsible when they're given responsibility.
All right, Sheila, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Sheila O'Malley. And I do hope that Matty's bins have been collected. Otherwise, Denise might have to step in again.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.